Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is Tuesday, November 4th. Geraldine Jerry Hess Schwichtenberg, 95 of Spring Green, died on November 1st at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Jerry Schwichtenberg is survived by her daughter, Linda and Dan Fetteplace of Spring Green, stepchildren, Denise and Steve Ritten, Gary and Lisa Schwichtenberg, Sue McGrew, Jalene and Jeff Ambrose, Mark and Jackie Schwichtenberg, Tammy and Terry Fritz, Michael and Lori Schwichtenberg, and Eunice Black. Two grandchildren, 19 step-grandchildren, several great-grandchildren, sister Audrey Burkhalter of Monroe, brother-in-law Jerry and Geneva Schwichtenberg, sister-in-law Opal Bailey, Joyce Zimbar, and Judy Adrian. Many other nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Geraldine Jerry Hess Schwichtenberg, 95 of Spring Green. Lucille M. Wankerl, 93 of Plain, died October 12th at Maplewood Memory Care in Sauk City. A funeral mass will be held on Thursday at 11 at St. Luke Church in Plain with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Thursday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke Church or St. Luke School. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Lucille Wankerl is survived by five children, Ken and Renee of North Freedom, Father Gary of Dodgeville, Luann of Lake Forest, California, Dan and Joe Hussam of Plain, and Mary and Mark Peck of Arena. Son-in-law, Michael Nagel of Arizona, six grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, two sisters, Irene and Don Raggetts of Connecticut, and Doris and Bob Hayes of Arizona. Brother-in-law Anthony Wankerl of Sauk City, and sister-in-law Dolores Sunder of Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. Lucille M. Wankerl, 93, of Plain. Frank G. Rising, 93, of Richland Center, died on October 31st. Funeral services will be held on Friday at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Military rites will be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Burial will be held at St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery in Chatsworth, Illinois, at a later date. Friends may call at the church on Friday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Frank Rising is survived by seven children, Debbie and George Oldham of Illinois, Steve and Judy Rising of Stratford, Lisa and Don Lacey of Illinois, Carla and Glenn Aumann of Loyal, Rita and Andy Kellogg of Viola, Barb and Bill Trindle of De Pere, and Bert and Cole Rising of Iowa. Son-in-law John and Deb Francine of Stratford. 32 grandchildren, 58 great-grandchildren, one great-great-grandchild, sister Gloria and Bob Moff, brothers Bernard and Roberta Rising and Kenneth and Virginia Rising, sisters-in-law Verda Blazier and Shirley Rice, brother-in-law Laverne and Betty Loudenbeck, and many nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends. Frank G. Rising, 93 of Richland Center. Paul Lewis Clary, 55 of Richland Center, died October 31st at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. No funeral services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Paul Clary is survived by his sister, Roxanne Clary of Richland Center, many other relatives and friends. Paul Lewis Clary, 55 of Richland Center.